When women return to work after having a baby, breastfeeding can be a struggle. That's why advocates are using this World Breastfeeding Week to spread the word about ways to improve office culture for new moms. KYW's Hadas Kuznets reports.
World Breastfeeding Week is a global celebration that promotes and protects breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding is hard work, so it deserves celebration.
That's Allison Garfinkel, an international board-certified lactation consultant and registered nurse.
Breastfeeding has so many benefits for the baby. It really helps to build and protect the baby's immune system. For the breastfeeding parent, it immediately helps reduce the risk of postpartum hemorrhage. It also boosts oxytocin, so it helps with that initial bonding.
Penn PhD nurse professor Diane Spatz, who is also a nurse scientist at CHOP, says breastfeeding is also environmentally friendly.
Because it's a renewable energy source, it doesn't have any waste.
But Spatz says teaching people how to breastfeed and encouraging them to do so is an uphill battle in America.
53% of people who have babies in the U.S. are in the WIC program. And WIC spends like $3.2 billion on infant formula, and they only spend $900,000 on breastfeeding. So that should tell you something about where our money is vested.
Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.